Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
You will have heard this story. Top of the hour. Gladys led with it. Crap miners in South Africa. But these are illegal miners.
Oh, great.
Why are you saying that's great?
Well, they're criminals trapped in their crime.
No, it doesn't work like that. So, do you remember when the Lily Mine workers were trapped underground?
Yes.
Sure,
and they ended up dying. Until this day, they've never been recovered, their bodies.
Yeah.
I needed to apply the same kind of empathy in that situation than this situation. And I'll tell you why. But before we get there, listen to what a next door neighbor had to say. This is a guy who lives in the area. And he went there. He lives obviously in the Northwest. Then he went down the hole, saw what everything had happened, and came back up. Listen to what he had to say. So, as you hear, the guy is saying he went down there, he saw the guys, some of them are sick, some are tired, they can't get out. Essentially, what he's saying is, if these people aren't rescued, they're going to die down there.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because he's also stating that there are dead bodies down there.
Yeah. Now, what makes somebody go underground? So, have you ever thought about that?
Well, desperation, of course. I mean, come on. We know there's poverty.
100%. And it's largely because the greater discussion is the mining sector in South Africa is exploitative.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been that way because it's extractive.
Mm-hmm.
The colonies would come here in Africa as a whole, but also South Africa because we had the gold. They'll take, and leave with all the gold and take it to Europe, etc., and so on.
Mm.
The people that worked were working under very, very extreme circumstances and conditions. Horrible conditions that we tried to fix from 1994 onwards, specifically 1996, where we passed the Health and Safety Act, etc. But still, it's not as good as it could be. Now, granted, there are now criminal elements over there. There's people that come in and they mine illegally. It's people that are foreign nationals and they come there and they mine illegally.
Mm.
And maybe that's a mitigating factor for you to say, good, when you hear that these people are trapped. But still, human beings are human beings. And now the cops are saying, well, for us to go down there is risky for us as well.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we are not going to go down there. What are your thoughts? What do you think should happen? Paul will start with you.
We were actually having this conversation with Gladys and we were like, maybe smoke them out. But then when you hear that they can't walk, perhaps that's not...
Smoke them out. You're speaking like they speak about moles, aren't you?
Right.
This is not how it should be done.
Smoke it there. But you see, that is the thing, that it becomes so dangerous for anyone else to try and rescue you, whereas you were... due to circumstances, trying to chereza a living. And it is a very unfortunate situation. And it's one that is so tricky because it almost touches on your sense of morality as well as your sense of right and wrong. Morality from a sense of this is a human being. This is someone who is in a dire situation who requires assistance. But then there's that level of, but you are doing something illegal and you're finding yourself in a dire situation because of your illegal activities. What then do we do? Do we leave you to just die there? Do we rescue you? It's such a morally difficult question.
For me, you see, once it becomes illegal, it becomes tricky. Because a lot of criminals engage in criminal activity that they know could be lethal. So, for example, Bambi heist, you know that could be lethal, you know, because you're going to face armed men and possibly armed police will come to the scene. So when you go underground also, for me, you know the risk. You know, as much as they both come from poverty and chereza-ring a living.
I'm glad you bring that up, Saul. Because in a heist, for example, if a shootout ensues and now the shootout's over, but there are people that are injured, do people not have a duty to save those people that are injured, even though they got shot during criminal activity?
You do. You willing to kill. Hospital, 100%. But you get taken to hospital.
100%. And in fact, you are supposed to administer first aid to them.
Mm.
Just because somebody's a criminal doesn't mean they should be left to die.
So must we risk innocent family men to go save these guys?
We risk innocent family men all the time. In a heist that you're talking about and people intervene, you're risking lives?
No, yeah. I'm saying now, if the guy committing a heist is now injured and to go save him, someone needs to risk their
lives. Stop a heist is risking your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Forget injured. To stop the heist is risking your life.
Policeman,
that's what the job entails.
At that point. That's what you're saying. It's such a morality.
You're risking your life trying to take out a threat, not trying to save a criminal.
It doesn't matter. A risk is a risk.
I feel some type of way about it.
Let me put it this way, right? Let me put it this way. Do you know that cops risk their lives to rescue animals?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now are you telling me you would see an animal is more important than a human just because that person's a criminal?
If the animal is not being a menace to society and killing people or stealing from people.
Do you hear what you're saying? You are saying an animal is more worthy of rescuing than a human being. Is that what you're saying? Give me a yes or no.
He's made the wrong choices. Is that what you're saying?
An unproblematic animal is worth saving than a killer criminal.
You see, now we can just leave this discussion because.
I almost kind of hear where Solace is.
No, man, you can't hear that nonsense.
In the sense that an animal does not have the same level of agency as a human being. That animal probably just went on instinct and did whatever it did, right? Yeah. Whereas this is an adult, a human being who has the ability to think and make decisions between right and wrong. And you made that decision to go down there and risk your life. You knew
poverty.
The risk.
Who's possibly armed.
Poverty.
You see, that's why
again,
it's such a morality question.
She's 100% correct. Guys, we started off by asking you, why do people go underground? And you yourself said, out of desperation. Mm. Now you're sitting here talking about animals and agency.
No, but it's out of desperation, but we've seen what some illegal miners are capable of, and we've seen how heavily armed they are down there.
Yes, but does that take away the desperation?
My thinking has always been, you know what, government, till this day, I'm still not hearing concrete solutions as to how this is going to be resolved. I remember Minister Gwetemantashe, it was last year actually, because we had once again like an outburst of these incidents that were happening, popping up everywhere. The business leaders, some of them suggested that maybe we should work together with these illegal miners to upskill them so they can have these artisanal mining skills so that they can help us solve the problem. And then they go down there to mine these things for us for a fee. But then I remember the minister shutting that down. He was like, that's not going to work.
Because you're encouraging it now.
Yeah.
But nanga loga logo, if I run my own illegal operation, I can literally make millions.
More money.
If I work for a mining company, I'm going to make 10,000 or 11,000 a month.
Get taxed.
Come on, it doesn't work like that.
Also, I don't know how we got here, but South Africa has a lot of unused or disused mining shafts that are just left there to be explored. So there's no proper security measures or, you know.
That I can tell you. We got here because of the apartheid government. Again, if you go back to the mining of back in the day, right? Because there was no technology, people would just open up a shaft and they'd go and mine up until the life of miners exhausted, according to the technology of then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, because there's new technology, you go back and you go, I can still find something here that I can use because it's newer technology for beneficiation.
Yeah.
So if they thought the mine was at the end of its life, now I can still find maybe 30% of deposits still there.
Mm.
Now 30%, when you're talking about gold, for example, which is currently trading at $87,000 per kg, bro, you can see how much money that is.
Hundreds of millions.
Yeah. That and the fact that before 1994, 1996, and so on, before the legislation was passed, mines didn't have to rehabilitate any of the shafts that they open. Now, as a mine, if you sink a shaft, when you leave, you're supposed to rehabilitate it, which means fill the gap, fill the holes, close everything up, right?
That's the solution.
The simple way to do this is to fix the economy, like I always say. Just fix the economy, then people won't feel like they need to go underground to make a living. Simple as that.
But that's a long-term solution. What do we do in the meantime?
Now, how
do you get
over 4,500 out of...
There's some things you just can't fix now. Ziyakhala, that's it.
So then what happens with these people?
They're supposed to go down and get them. Because that's a duty.
Yeah.
That's it. Then they can face the consequences of their actions. Let us know what your thoughts are.
Aya silences vala bandla kube ithuna elikhulu bazenzile labantu ngokuphapha akekho bathumile ukuthi baye lapha yana illegal lento yabo akusale kube ithuna elikhulu nje once.
Eish.
There's a story that is not being told. There are people who are taken from a township promised umsebenzi, and when they get to those mines then things starting to change, guns are pulled out, they are forced to go to this mine shaft. And you find out those who are trapped there, that those people were promised job, only to find out they are being forced to be abozama. So you must be mindful of that. I know a guy was also one of those people who were taken from the township. He was taken in front of us, promised a job, and we went there, we were happy that he got a job, only to find out he's going to be trapped as a zama-zama.
Izwal. You see?
Whoa.
It all leads back to desperation. People just looking for a better life.
The world is a better place because Galosana, what must happen? I think there should just be a strict set of rules created just for people caught in criminal activities. Immorality should not apply for them. It should not apply at all, Shem. Because, wow. I'm not, guys, guess them out. Bye, Philippa.
Can you hear this?
It doesn't matter. It does. It matters because it's different. You're risking your life to stop a crime than risking your life to save a criminal. Those are two different things. They're way too different. And those people, they down there, those guys, they don't know what they're facing. And you can't compare if it's saving a life, you want to after. Yeah, of course, they give those guys a first aid after they were shot and whatnot. There's no risk in saving those lives. Zabantu abalimalogu shoot out. Yeah, heist or whatever. But la, uba nozong yenada. I got thing, I got No. Abashale banjalo. Hayi kabi sibanga manika two sinenhliziyo ezimbi abahlale banjalo phela nje
hlala kwabafile. Do you remember that show?
Yeah, I remember.
But now personally I feel hore maponisa should let those illegal miners die. I live in the West Rand and a rude like it is amazama. Those men are ruthless, so the police cannot risk their lives for people who would not even blink twice or babulaya. Ai ayekeleni
yize maponisa. Ali Polisa.
This is a very insensitive issue, and there are people who are very insensitive. We are dealing with people who are trapped in the mines. As the witness say, that some of them are dead, some of them are weak, no food and stuff. And then you come and this person come and say, let it be a tuna. What is that, guys? Where is humanity there? There are people, they need to be saved, and they will serve their consequences. They will deal with the law. Can they come out, go and get help?
Hayi vele ama-Europeans or sisho ukuthi abantu abamhlophe, they created a trap. It's a trap. Why when they leave they don't close the hole? Because they are not using it anymore. But sizoblame abani, siblame i-government yethu ngoba ibamonitor. At the same time, ukhumbule ukuthi elili mine kusanabantu abaphansi komhlaba abakakhishwa. Sikhuluma ngabantu abayi-3. So njengoba kuhluleka ukukhishwa abantu abayi-3 kwilili mine, laba bangaka kuzoyenziwani? So ilates emasaka bona vele kumele balandwe bakhishwe. Umbuzo ukuthi ubani? Mina impendulo enginayo ngithi bona labantu bekade bemayina la yiba kumele bahambe ukhipha labantu.
Be honest, Kaya family, mina I understand usol yabona. Hey, labantu laba ama-video abo laba, have you seen them? Ama-legal miners, they badelela ngakhona ukuthi hey bona beze emzansi bayazenzela emzansi yabo. Manje kumele sibazwele makuso. Bahlupha ama-communities around lawo ma-mines. Wonke ama-communities nongaya kuwo kuyakhalwa. Bayabahlupha labantu. Hayi, nabo.
You know, we always say we complain about people using a toilet and leave it in a mess. But we've never put these people who dig those mines accountable and leave it just like that. Because we're supposed to be keeping them accountable. Why can't we call them and then pay to close those mines? You can't just go eat and eat or use and then leave it like that. that is totally wrong, because now we're blaming those people, we're blaming the reaction, but we're not looking at the real cause of it. Because if these people were here, not for the business, not for eating, but for the concerns of the people, then they should have closed those mines.
Into ngibonayo mina ukuthi akuthunyelwe ama brothers wabo nabo uncle babo bayehle baye lapha eNzansi bayokhipha labantu. Usually la ngihlala ngakhona bona bayakhipha nabona ngokwabo, because amaphoyisa angeke akhone vele ukuyehla ayele eNzansi ngoba awazi ukuthi kwenzakalani. So bona ngoba bayazi ukuthi kwenzakalani abangeni bakhiphe labantu, then kuzoba ngcono kanjalo, because akukho right ukuthi umuntu angavaleleka emgodini then kuvalwe. No, abantu nabo at the end of the day.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.